Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It is 7:03, 3 days until Christmas, and it is going to be pretty mild today. We're at 54 degrees now. We're going to get right up to about 70 by later in the week. It's going to get even warmer as the week goes on. That full forecast, Dan Brunoff, coming up in just a moment. Our top story this morning, the Cowboys tailspin. Continues.
Yeah, after being eliminated from the postseason with all the pressure off, Dallas still plays poorly yesterday.
When the dust had settled, the Chargers doubled up the Cowboys 34-17 with L.A. quarterback Justin Herbert taking the hot hand.
Four-man rush this time for Dallas. Herbert's got a man down the sideline, McConkey for the touchdown.
Herbert ends with an even 300 through the air. The Cowboys record now 6-8-1. Jerry Jones has to agree his team has been an underachiever.
Yes, from what we expected, what we thought. Absolutely. We all underachieved, really. And the fact we're not in the playoffs says that for you.
Even if the Cowboys win their final two games, both on the road, they can finish no better than 500.
And with the season now in the tank, or the toilet, a lot of fans are looking ahead to next year.
They've done very, very well. When you look at some of the individual numbers and look at how well they played, you look at where their weaknesses are and see if they can address them and do something next year. I don't know.
Many fans are looking ahead to the NFL draft. The Cowboys have two first-round picks in 2026, one of their own and one they acquired from Green Bay in the Micah Parsons trade.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, Heating and Electric 24-Hour Breaking News Center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. People are packing up their gifts and getting out of town this week. This holiday season could set a record for travel.
AAA estimates 122 million Americans will travel between this past Saturday and New Year's Day. That's nearly 3 million more than the record set a year ago. AAA Travel Vice President Stacy Barber says people have a desire to travel, whether it's returning to their hometowns or going to new destinations. AAA expects about 110 million people to travel by car, with another 8 million taking domestic flights. The number of people taking flights would also set a record, despite domestic round-trip flights costing an average of 7% more this year than last year. I'm Mike Hempen.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
At DFW Airport this morning, a total of 40 delays and 4 cancellations, 2 cancellations on the outbound side of things. Well, everybody took my advice and went over to B30, and now that's a 25-minute wait. D22 is a 20-minute wait at this point.
Hey, at least they're listening to you,
yes.
John. At left field, there are 15 delays in and out of the airport. No cancellation. Security wait time around 21 minutes.
It is 7:07. Well, with the end of the year just around the corner, home sales are mixed here in North Texas. Russell Scott says it all depends on which neighborhood you're looking at, though.
Bankrate did a survey that shows home sales are flat nationwide. Jeff Ostrowski says that includes most places around Dallas-Fort Worth.
Mortgage rates as of right now are still at 6.3%, and that's creating sticker shock for a lot of people.
But the rate appears to be no problem for those shopping for homes between downtown Dallas and 635. Allie Beth Allman, CEO Keith Conlon, tells me he's seen more multi-million-dollar home sales this year than he can remember.
Our firm just closed out the biggest sale in MLS in the city. It was a week ago Friday for $30.5 million. That's unheard of. in this market.
And that $30 million home sale came just 9 days after a Park City's home sold for $25 million. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The deaths of two Denton County bicyclists are hitting the North Texas triathlete community very hard.
A Saturday training ride turned tragic when a vehicle struck Andre Kosher and Scott Magis, leaving their fellow riders absolutely devastated.
There's a lot of hours on the road on your bike, and you become very close with your peers.
Matthew Olivolo rides with the Frisco Triathlon Club, saying they plan a Santa run on Christmas Eve to honor Kosher and Magis. They were struck on a rural road in Pilot Point, where police say the driver first drove away but did return quickly to answer investigators' questions. No charges so far. From the 24-hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
YouTuber and kind of boxer Jake Paul has his loud mouth wired shut. He's going to be eating through a straw for the next few weeks after recovering from a twice broken jaw after losing in a knockout Friday night to former unified heavyweight champion Anthony Joshua during a boxing match in Miami. An 80-year-old Rockwall man charged after police say he shot his 72-year-old wife inside their home and then went to a neighbor to report the incident. The wife, we're told, is in critical condition at the hospital. Another home game, another setback. Cowboys fall 34-17 to the Chargers. The loss drops the Cowboys to 6-8-1.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
KRLD.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
As we kick off our 20-minute morning briefing here on News Radio 1080 KRLD, I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
22 after 7, I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Two people are dead and two investigations are underway in Dallas and Mesquite, where a man died in a police shootout over the weekend.
The suspect exited the vehicle armed, and as a result, there was an exchange of gunfire.
Dallas Executive Assistant Chief Jesse Reyes says the incident ended in that gunman's death outside Mesquite's Townies Mall, but it began in Dallas, where a woman was shot and killed. Police tracked the shooter's car to Mesquite. Police there are investigating the officer-involved shooting, while Dallas detectives are on the original murder case.
A Texas judge is hoping to overturn the U.S. Supreme Court decision legalizing gay marriage. KRLD's Chris Fox has more on that story.
Waco Justice of the Peace Diane Hensley filed suit against the Texas Commission on Judicial Conduct, arguing the U.S. Supreme Court decision legalizing gay marriage was unconstitutional. In 2019, Judge Hensley was sanctioned for refusing to perform same-sex marriages. It eventually ended up before the Texas Supreme Court, which decided it is not a violation for a judge to refrain from performing wedding ceremonies based on sincerely held religious beliefs. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
724, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. On this shortened business week, our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning and happy holidays. And yeah, you're right, it's shortened. But boy, I tell you, they always pack a lot of activity into these final 2 weeks on Wall Street because there's lots of movement. For no other reason than tax purposes. Plus, a lot of the money managers like to move around and buy the stuff that's gone up during the year. So when they publish their portfolio, everybody will say, oh, look at that. They owned NVIDIA, except that they only owned it for a few days. Dow Jones Industrial Average posted its first negative week last week in a month. We only lost 300 points, like 0.2%. But the S&P and the NASDAQ, with a strong showing Thursday and Friday, made up early losses and closed slightly higher for the week, and they've been up 3 of the last 4 weeks. Right now, it looks like we open higher across the board. The Dow Industrials average would be up, the NASDAQ would be the star, up 183 points. That's the projected opening on Wall Street right now. And also, the Dow Jones Industrials average has been positive in pre-trading all morning long. Even Bitcoin's bouncing back. It's up a couple of percent, and the S&P average looks up 34 points. We're watching the price of crude go up again, up 2.25%. Good news for West Texas. It's up $1.28, $57.80. That is the situation in Venezuela, which is lifting crude prices. Now, of course, the U.S. evidently pursuing a third oil tanker down there. And anecdotally, Cuba is under tremendous pressure and actually bordering on an economic collapse. That's because they have depended on Venezuela for crude oil and for energy, and they're choking, their lifelines being choked off. So that could be something that we have to deal with. Copper's roaring toward $12,000. That's a new record high there, and it's been hot. And the latest news out on that big merger offer, Paramount Skydance has amended their $30 cash offer. They're not raising the cash because they think that is superior to what Netflix is offering for Warner Brothers Discovery. But they're saying that Larry Ellison, the multi-billionaire, is going to use his personal fortune to back half of the offer, $40.4 billion. They've got investors that are supposed to stand by for the rest of it. Gold's back up $64.30 this morning. Silver continues its assault. By golly, it's almost $70 an ounce. A little over $69 right now, but $1.60. And the 10-year rate is up to 4.16%. Right now, the Dow only looks up 127 points, but the NASDAQ looks up triple digits. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, David. This portion of the news brought to you by the law offices of Nick Namath at MyIRSTeam.com.
Well, the Dallas Stars blow it open in the third period, scoring four times to pull away from Toronto, 5-1 last night.
Liddell, he's going to score. Heavy traffic in front, I think Jamie Benn able to get a touch on that. And Dallas back on top by two.
Captain Jamie Benn, one of five different players to score for Dallas, including Jason Robertson scoring his 23rd. Jake Ottinger nearly perfect in net. Dallas has won four in a row.
Texas A&M is on top of the volleyball world.
Pasapala! Aggies, for the very first time, are national champions!
The Aggies win their first NCAA volleyball championship, sweeping Kentucky in straight sets on Sunday. The Aggies defeat three number one seeds in the tournament and didn't drop a single set in the final four to cap an historic run.
South Oak Cliff adds another chapter to its dynasty at AT&T Stadium.
On fourth and goal, Landon Williams-Callis is crunched. Jamarian Phillips leading the charge. The death row defense bowing up again.
Now, boy, Teddy Emmerich on the call on Victory Plus. The Golden Bears defeat the defending champ Richmond Randall 35-19 to win the Class 5A Division II state title. Head coach Jason Todd, his third championship. He became the first African-American coach to win three UIL football titles. And then later on in the evening, Claude Mathis from DeSoto joined him as DeSoto overwhelmed Houston King 55-27 to win the 6A Division II crown. Heartbreak for Duncanville, though. They fall at the hands of North Shore by a 10-7 margin.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.